In today's news wrap, we at Money Control bring you the top newsmakers so far. Let's get started. Mark Mobius, founder of Mobius Capital Partners Limited Liability Partnership, says that India's banking sector is grossly overrated, while smaller companies from a number of sectors are underrated. He feels that the great opportunities are the non-index companies where great opportunities lie. He also feels that the incredible thing about Indian markets and its separating point from others is the number of companies that have a return on capital or return on assets of over 20%. He also speaks about India's accomplishments, adding that semiconductor conductors and related businesses will become highly critical in the country. Mobius currently holds 4 stocks, including Persistent Systems and Apollo Hospitals in India. Moving forward, we have IndiGo, which has announced the expansion to 6 new international destinations starting July. The airline will launch flights to Nairobi and Jakarta from Mumbai in July or early August. It will also connect the national capital to Tbilisi and Amalti thrice a week and Tashkent and Baku 4 times a week from August. This is a massive hike in the airline's network of international destinations, also falling in line with what the airline has been stating regarding its international status. Up next, the Indian government has raised the tax collection at the source rate on foreign remittances under the Liberalized Remittance Scheme or LRS from 5% to 20% effective July 1, 2023. The scheme allows residents to transfer funds abroad without any restrictions up to a specified limit. All individuals can remit up to $250,000 per financial year under LRS. This cost covers private visits to any country except Nepal and Bhutan, gifts or donations, going abroad for employment, emigration, maintenance of close relatives abroad, travel for business, expenses in connection with medical treatment abroad, studies abroad, and any other current account transaction. Next, Meta is asking its employees assigned to an office to come in thrice a week starting September. This move is a part of the brand's broader push to work more efficiently, stated a source. Employees who are already remote workers can remain distributed. A Meta spokesperson stated that they are committed to distributed work and that people can make a meaningful impact both from office and from home. Meta chief Mark Zuckerberg stated in March that an internal analysis had showed that engineers early in their career perform better on an average when they work in person with their teammates thrice a week. Lastly, SoftBank Group Corp is on a journey for the best weekly gain ever since March 2020 as analysts and investors turn more bullish on its potential as an artificial intelligence stock. The company's shares grew 6% on Friday and are expected to grow 18% in the week. It was Jefferies who provided SoftBank its latest jump. In the wake of ChatGPT's launch last year had created investor enthusiasm for the world of artificial intelligence, SoftBank plans to list its ARM Limited design unit on NASDAQ this year. SoftBank has not yet publicly confirmed its choice of exchange, though it did disclose that the ARM filed confidentially for a New York offering. That's all from us in today's news wrap. For further details, head to www.moneycontrol.com and download the Money Control app.